A brief word of caution. Be aware of the FAV stage. Every leader has what we've termed the FAV stage when it comes to building their brand on social media. FAV stands for fearful. People are afraid of being too true and vulnerable on social media. They want to keep things private or avoid sharing too much of themselves or their home life. Ambiguous. People prefer to be vague rather than be polarizing. They're focused on the potential negative effect of being polarizing, which is that it can push some people away. They end up pleasing everyone while attracting no one. Vacillating. People very often have a stage where they go back and forth, feeling like, I'm no good, I'm awesome, I suck, everybody loves me, I'm the worst. It's easy to feel this way on social media, where every like gives us a dopamine hit, and every negative comment, or even worse, no reaction at all, does the opposite. The cure for fear is vulnerability. You don't have to share things like your home address. And don't share any family details that everybody isn't comfortable with. But sharing your failures and hard truths will often result in connections that will surprise you. And recruits will feel even better because they know they're connecting with the real and complete you. Don't ever let fear guide you or change you. The cure for ambiguity is confidence. Your vision, values, and why all matter. Refer back to your Why I Do This statements if you ever need a reminder of how important these are to you. They're definitely too important to be watered down for someone who is never going to get it anyway, and being polarizing has a powerful ability to attract the right people as much as it will push away the wrong people. The cure for vacillating is objectivity. We all feel our feelings sometimes, and that's fine, but take a moment to be objective about things. Are you really the worst? Or did you just see one moment of a failure that you can learn from? Are you really the best? Or did you have a post that did well and can provide another learning opportunity? For some leaders, it might be best to turn off any alerts from social media and instead dedicate a certain time of day to looking over your new likes and comments. That way your mood isn't subject to each new ding of your phone. I'm sharing this FAV framework because everybody goes through this, and that's okay. Think of this disclaimer as being similar to when you go to the doctor and they say, this shot might hurt for a day or so, but then it will be over and you'll be healthier. Better yet, as long as we're thinking like farmers, consider this. There is always a stage, with any plant, where you're waiting for it to take root. That stage can look pretty dicey from the outside because everything is happening underground, where you can't see much progress. At that point, it's easy to get in your head and wonder if anything you're doing is helping at all. Are the water and sun helping? Is the fertilizer doing anything? But once you see the sprouts, you'll know that there's been progress. I'm warning everyone listening to this that there will be a growing pain stage where you build up your brand. There will be a stage where you're constantly second-guessing yourself and wondering if you should change how you present yourself. There will even be a stage where you wonder if anything you're doing is making a difference at all. But all that's happening is that your brand and content are taking root, and in time, you'll start to see the fruits of your labor. Sit with those feelings, sure, but also recognize them as normal. These are standard aches and pains. When we're feeling bad, it's easy to assume that it means something's going wrong, but this is all just a regular part of the process. It might hurt for a minute, but you and your leadership will be healthier for having done this. Above all, avoid letting this FAV stage affect how you post. Would a farmer dig up a seed just because they can't tell if it's taken root yet? Of course not. They would keep watering it and nurturing it as always. You should always post content that's consistently true to you, rather than uprooting yourself to please someone else, and focus on the good. Something I'm known for saying is, measure your treasure or your trouble will define you. Even when there's bad news in the industry or economy, share something you've learned or that helps you during challenging times. Once again, the goal is to add value, not more noise.